You're listening to the Moon Griffon Show podcast on KPEL965.com.
News Talk 96.5 KPEL, Brobridge, Lafayette, broadcasting from the Matthew James Tax Pros studios. Find them online at MatthewJamesTaxPros.com.
It's one of the biggest cases the Supreme Court will consider this term. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News. A transgender rights case about to consider a challenge to a Tennessee law banning puberty blockers and other gender-affirming care for children. Republican State Senator Jack Johnson tells Fox.
There are potentially long-term harmful side effects of these surgeries and use of these medications.
Critics call the law transgender discrimination, and Fox's Todd Pyro asked Johnson.
Opponents of your bill say these surgeries and hormones are life-saving for these kids, saying that this actually keeps teenagers from committing suicide. How do you respond to that?
If you look at the suicide rates of those people who have gone through these types of procedures, when they get later in life and they get to, you know, their mid-20s and they regret having gone through this type of transition, the suicide rate is also very, very high.
A controversial Trump cabinet pick, Defense Secretary nominee Pete Hegseth, back at the Capitol this morning meeting with senators. Republican John Thune just told Fox.
The readouts from these meetings are he's very smart and he's got, you know, great experience, obviously, as a combat veteran. So we're going to give him the chance to make his argument, make his case.
Hegseth's under scrutiny over sexual misconduct and financial mismanagement allegations, and the Wall Street Journal is reporting President-elect Trump is considering replacing Hegseth with Ron DeSantis. Fox's Bill Malugin is near the Trump estate.
I got off the phone with a source familiar who's confirming that Trump and DeSantis met face-to-face yesterday here in Palm Beach at an event for fallen law enforcement and talked about this, and that Trump is, quote, seriously considering Florida Governor Ron DeSantis in that role for Secretary of Defense.
A murder in Midtown Manhattan early this morning. The victim, United Healthcare CEO Brian Thompson. Police in New York City say he was shot by a gunman who was waiting outside a hotel for hours and then fled and is
still on the loose. Right now, we don't have the information on that suspect specifically or who they're looking for, but I'm told that he had a mask on and gloves.
Fox's Alexis McAdams. America's listening to Fox News.
An official message from Medicare.
Couple more minutes and we'll start this month's book club.
You know, I usually love a plot twist, but this year, I'm comparing my options during Medicare open enrollment.
You can't assume your current health or drug plan is the best one for you.
And you gotta make sure your drugs are covered. That's important.
So is saving money.
Review all your options at Medicare.gov. Open enrollment ends December 7th. Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
When they say free, they really mean check the fine print. They say free iPhone, but only if you trade in your $1,000 phone, pay $100 a month for unlimited data, and also a $35 activation fee. Now, Pure Talk, they have a better option. You'll get a brand new iPhone 14 with unlimited talk, text, 15 gigabytes of data, mobile hotspot for just $50 a month. Just dial #250, say the keyword save now. You'll save an additional 50% off.
Get ready for something fresh and exciting with The Josh Guillory Show. Josh Guillory brings a new perspective to the airwaves, analyzing news and issues coming out of Baton Rouge in Washington, D.C., and breaking down how they affect you. Engaging, raw, and informative, Guillory knows how to have fun while delivering the latest in politics and current events. With daily features that entertain and inform, you won't want to miss a single episode. The Josh Guillory Show, 4 p.m., Monday through Friday, only on News Talk 96.5, KPEL.
Hey, Acadiana drivers, did you know that bicycles are considered vehicles under Louisiana law? Cyclists have the right to use the roadway same as motor vehicles. You're urged to share the road by giving a buffer zone of at least 3 feet when passing a cyclist. Yield to cyclists as you would another motorist. And remember, a cyclist does not have the protection of a vehicle if they're in a crash. Protect your fellow citizens on bicycles. This announcement was brought to you by Bike Lafayette. Learn more at BikeLafayette.org.
Bikers Against Child Abuse empowers children to not feel afraid of the world in which they live. For more information, visit BakaWorld.org. Our helpline is 866-885-9474. Baka, breaking the chains of abuse.
This hour of the Moon Griffon Show is brought to you by Champines, located in the Oil Center. Champines, going the extra mile.
The views expressed in the following show are those of the hosts or hosts only. They do not represent News Talk 96.5 KPEL or Town Square Media.
Hi, y'all. Welcome to the Moon Show. What a great day. Had a great day in Shreveport yesterday. Today is Wednesday, so it's another great day back home in studio. Great to have you back. 844-766-6607 is the number. Always the Matthew James Business Tax Reduction Hotline. Got a great list of guests coming up as well today. J.D. Regard's going to stick his head in here with cane rubber pecans. Not only am I going to give away cane rubber pecans, I think we're going to give away one of his pies. That's right, one of his cans. Oh, my God. He's bringing one today, Hot Walk. I hope you don't mind. That Boudin pie. But anyway, I'm going to give away one of them, too. All you got to do is email me, moon@moongrafon.com. Say you want to win. Make sure you leave your address. We'll give away two winners today. We're looking forward to it. I think it's Scott McKay is going to join us, talk a little bit about what's going on with the Trump administration and incoming Trump administration. And about the mayor's race, big mayor's race in Baton Rouge, going down to the wire. Can the Republican Edwards, beat the horrendous Broom for the mayor position? She's been horrible. Somebody said, he ain't got no experience. He ain't voted. Yeah, but you know what? When you can beat a bad elected official, you beat a bad elected official. You beat him. James Carville embarrassing the state again. He can't help himself. And MSNBC and CNN love him. Why? He's a leftist Looney Tune. Folks, he's embarrassing us. LSU gear on again. Man, if you take the LSU gear off, I wouldn't care. You know? Don't giving LSU a bad brand he did when ESPN apologized for him being on. He's back in the news, too. I got a little clip for him, too. And also, I just real quick, I want to thank Jane Smith and Republican Women last night in Bossier City. What a good group of people. Just, if you want to go around good people, that's them. Everybody that was there last night that I met, it was I got a chance to speak, and I couldn't tell you two words I said. I couldn't. All off the cuff, but it was a lot of fun, and it was a good group, and just a lot of beautiful people there. It was just really a lot of fun, and I want to thank them for letting me be part of that. They really kind of did a celebration. If you look at what happened in the presidential election, the Senate, the House, of course, Mike Johnson, Speaker of the House, has spoken to that group. Y'all saw what a last congressional race has been called 4 weeks later in California. And you ever notice, Republicans might have won a few, but Democrats almost always win elections when you're counting a month later. I don't care what anybody says. That's sick. That's stupid. That's dumb. That's ignorant. And the only thing worth, the only thing you get out of waiting a month to finish counting an election in a congressional district, for God's sakes. Okay? They counted congressional districts in Louisiana. We knew immediately in Florida. I mean, we knew immediately everywhere, but not in California. They took a muff to count. Of course, the last one they gave to the Democrat. So we'd have been at 221. We don't give Louisiana Republicans, don't give Cleo Fields one. We had 222. They had 213. No telling how many more they cheated. And I know they changed about 14 districts into Democrat districts. Republicans, well, I don't understand how the House could be that close. If people, these House Democrats and Senate Democrats have voted with Joe Biden and Obama every step of the way. Every step of the way, people vote for the president and turn around and vote for the leftist Looney Tune that's going to vote with the Democrats. I don't understand. I guess somebody can explain it to me. Maybe I need to get Bill Edwards in here to explain it to me, but he can't understand it for me. You vote to change the country and then vote for your House member to be some radical Looney Tune left turd and put them back in Washington, D.C. I don't get what I want to change, but I don't want to change my House of Representatives. Or if I change, I'm going to go to Democrat. You realize that Democrats flipped 9 Republican House seats, and the Republicans only flipped 8 Democrat House seats. Where the Republicans, I feel like, should have flipped 100 House seats. But why do people vote that way? I'm voting for Donald Trump, and I'm voting for this leftist lunatic over here that's nutted up that think there's more than 2 genders or think that the climate's burning up. We need to spend more money. Nuts. Why would you vote that way? And Democrats line up with their people. Every Democrat going to get in line behind Jeffries and the Democrat Party because they like Hitler. I mean, they're going to take you down if you don't. But a month later, and there's not a person with any brain waves at all would argue with me about how can you be counting a House seat and you finally get to the results you want by 187 votes, 13th congressional district, goes to a leftist Looney Tune Democrat by 187 votes, and it took a month, a whole month. So it's 220 to 215. We gave them one. That was would have been, we'd have had 221. We gave them one. Republicans here gave them one. And then, like to me, they stole the last one. And of course, in California, it's easy to steal them. That's what they do best. But I just can't figure out how people can go to the right, to the left, far right, far left, and vote both of them in. I don't know. It blows my mind. I mean, you know, I'm not saying, look at me, I'm Mr. Stable, but my Lord, I can't see how people can do that. I'll be honest with you. If you had to ask me, what's more threatening, a Democrat or a rhino? The rhino's more threatening to me because the rhino, you don't know what you're getting. In other words, you don't know if you're going to get somebody that's going to be with you or against you. Remember, I told you, if I was in a foxhole, give me a Democrat. At least I know where they stand. Some of these Republicans, Jesus help us. That's all I'm going to tell you. God help us. All right, I got some stuff with Carvo. I got some stuff. Folks, I'm going to go back over just a little bit. The vaccine subcommittee released the finding, 520 pages. Vaccine mandates not supported by science. Mask rules useless. 6-foot distance made up. All that was going on, we tried to tell people. People didn't want to listen. All right, Ms. Jane's calling. Ms. Jane, how you doing from Bossier? Ms. Jane Smith, how you
doing?
Good morning.
Just wanted to follow up with you and tell you how much we appreciated you being there last night. You saw it. It was a maxed out crowd. We're blessed to have great attendance, but when you have to start moving tables in, we were at the maximum capacity last night. And I've been getting text messages last night and this morning, Moon, about how much everybody enjoyed the meeting last night, and just want to thank you for always being so gracious to come up and meet with us. It was
Actually, it's always probably more fun for meeting y'all because I get to see people and laugh with them and cut up, and it's always a lot.
There was some laughing going on.
Oh, no. Well, if they weren't laughing, I don't even know what I said, Jane. I just know it was a lot of fun. They had a lot of good people, and I noticed there were a lot of new people there, and I think I noticed there was a lot
of new people there. You know, that's a good sign, too. I think, you know, like you did talk a lot about hope and, you know, people are excited and you saw that last night. It's indicated by the fact that we are having new people come in that want to get involved. And that's what they were saying to me. Hey, I'm excited. I believe there's hope for our country. We want to be a part of it. And I did mention that we're going to have that inaugural watch party. We're going to all come together, members, and watch the inauguration of Donald J. Trump become the 47th president. We're excited about that. And if you're in the area, we'd love for you to come by. But yes, I did want to say that that what you were able to get across last night was people were afraid.
Yeah.
Before this election, we just didn't know what was going to happen. And the minute that they announced that Donald J. Trump was going to be the next president, it was like a whole new ball game. Just like you talked about last night with selling the golf carts and the automobiles. People said, hey, it's going to be okay. We're going to be able to get through this. But I thought that was important that people heard that last night. And I also enjoyed our Trump impersonator saying he knew that you were wealthy, but he had more money than you.
This is what I tell people. Everybody got more money than me, but I got the Holy Spirit. I got the Holy Spirit in me. I'm as rich as I'm ever going to get. No matter how much is in your bank account, I'm as rich as anybody. So that's what Well, that's what I'll say.
Thanks again, Moon, and it's always great to have you in the area, and best wishes to you and your family during Christmas.
All right, you too, Jane. Thank you for inviting me. It was always a lot of fun. Thank you. God bless. All righty. I appreciate it. She didn't have to do that, but I appreciate it. All right. I think Walker says break time. All right, let's take a break. 844-766-6607 is the number if you'd like to be part of the program, your opportunity to be a voice. When you think about how you'll spend your money in retirement, what comes to mind? Probably travel, sunny beaches, and spoiling your grandchildren. But a recent survey found that over 30% of every dollar a retiree spends goes to taxes. Baby boomers were told for years to save money in their IRAs and 401ks and pay taxes later. Well, now that day has arrived, and boomers are shocked to see a third of their money going back to Uncle Sam. John Blanchard and the Matthew James Financial Group can help. What if you could protect all or most of your retirement wealth from future tax rate increases? Achieve a zero or near zero effective tax rate for most of your retirement years. Find out more. 337-366-8366. Isn't it time you got a second opinion on your wealth and retirement outlook? Learn how you could potentially kick the IRS out of your IRA. 337-366-8366 and online at MatthewJames.com. Folks, I've turned the Cane River Pecan Company for my personal holiday gifts for so long, I can't even remember when we started. The ordering is so easy, and the compliments I received last all year long. They featured an outstanding selection of flavored pecans, pralines, and their famous boudin pie. And I love working with another family-owned Louisiana-based company. Trust me, folks, you got to give some pecans from Cane River Pecan Company. Look them up online at caneriverpecan.com. Now open our new pie bar, a 55-seat cafe on Main Street in New Iberia's historic district. It's gumbo season. This year, I want you to try some Raging Cajun authentic roux and let Raging Cajun roux do the hard work for you using just two simple ingredients. Raging Cajun roux, a slow cook for 6 hours for the perfect dark and rich-tasting gumbo. You can find Raging Cajun roux and Raging Cajun original Cajun seasoning in all your favorite grocery stores today. Folks, ask them for that Raging Cajun. Try all your great Raging Cajun products. Ask for them by name in the grocery store. Raging Cajuns, folks. This food is great.
Do you crave...
Hey, hello, welcome back. Moon Griffon show. Don't forget J.D. Rigo, and I've already, whether he wants to or not, I already, as we give away Cane River Pecans, I'm giving away a pie, too, whether he wants me to or not. Now, if he decides to bill you, that's on him, but I think he would agree with me. Anyway, the other thing I want you to check out, folks, you got to go check out the subcommittee. I mentioned it yesterday, COVID Select Subcommittee release finding. Vaccine mandates not supported by science. Mass rules were useless, as I told people from this microphone every day, and people got mad at me. Social distancing was never, it was always grab out of the sky. They had no trial data. The CDC is supposed to have trial data and stuff that comes out that's scientific. None of that was scientific. 2-year-long investigation just wrapped up. Okay? Most likely emerged from the laboratory of Wuhan, China, which, by the way, we all knew. Let's see. Committee highlighted a variety of fine various series of the report. Many Americans were subject under Biden. By the way, they remember people that had COVID had immunity. Oh, no, not according to Biden and the CDC and Dr. Fauci. Okay. The vaccine promise, the COVID-19, it promised it would stop the virus and stop the spread. And not only, it did not stop the spread of the transmission or the transmission of the virus. It never did that. Okay? They found that vaccine mandates were not supported by science whatsoever and caused more harm than good. They also talked about about masks. They talked about the people that have lost their jobs. Doctors, healthcare people who helped COVID patients, well, you ain't taking a shot. And people in the military lost their job. They said the worst thing the committee determined that there was mass government failure in the vaccine injury reported system. Okay, which they said created confusion, failed to properly inform American public about vaccine injuries, deteriorated public trust in vaccine safety for COVID-19 pandemic. As I told a group last night, a vaccine should do two things: keep you from getting something and keep you from spreading it. It did neither. My God, folks, y'all read this for yourself. Read about the, and see, here's the thing. The government would create it, and the media, who should be blamed more than anybody for running with anything they said. Everything they said. I remember when they arrested Pastor Spell in Baton Rouge, Bel Edwards and them, arrested because he wanted to have church. Nobody forced anybody to go to the church. They put the man in jail, and the Supreme Court said, not so fast. That's unconstitutional. Biden orders vax mandates. Wasn't about freedom or personal choice. And then they talk about masks and masks on children. None of this helped. It hurt them. I mean, you go read the report is out there for everybody to read. Okay? They said the CDC and Biden cherry-picked observational data to fit the narrative that masks were fully effective, yet that is not the role of the CDC. The role was meant to protect American people. Part of that responsibility includes conducting, sponsoring, or at the very least examining clinical trials to actually have the best available research. They did none of that. They created this with the media. They created masks. Didn't work. Masks on children, they said, should never be put on a child. All this stuff, K through 12, we should have never did any of that stuff. And I used to get my rear end chewed out by people. I wish you'd quit talking about these masks. I mean, people are scared. I said, man, I told you, I'm married to a nurse. I've talked about it before. Ooh, Jesus, man, that's kind of a lot for a morning breakfast. You know, I won't be able to eat till week after next if I eat all that. Anyway, dang, it smells good in here. Anyway, folks, go check it out. You can go out to the Breitbart. You can catch it on Fox News, you can probably just pull it up. It's 520 pages. You're not going to read the 520 pages. I get it. But if you just read the summaries of what took place, masks were no. Social distance was an outright lie. The social distancing was made so people wouldn't go vote. They'd do mail-in ballots. And so Joe Biden got 15 million more votes than Barack Obama did twice, Kamala Harris, and Hillary Clinton. 15, never campaigned. He got 81 million. And those four that I just mentioned, three that I just mentioned, averaged 66 million. But everybody came out for Joe Biden because of the mail-in ballot. And I think Trump, if he don't do anything else, I think Trump ought to get the high-power lawyers to go into six swing states and find out why they stopped counting votes that night. And then go look at ballots to see that they were legitimately counted. And I bet you want to see people commit suicide? And I'm not saying I won't see that. There'll be people jumping off of roofs if they know that Trump can go back and look at any of that. I would do it. If he called me and asked me what was the one thing you wanted him to do, I said, go back to 2020, get the powerful lawyers, go look at the votes, go look at the tabulations, go look at the sign. Remember, Pennsylvania was trying to do that to steal a race for Casey a couple weeks ago, and the Supreme Court there said, no, you can't count ballots if they don't have legitimate signatures on them. Well, guess what? In 2020, it was worse than that. And they never went back and counted anything. The Supreme Court would block it because they wanted Trump out. Look at the damnation that happened to this country under 4 years of the Biden Obama presidency. Look at it. So don't tell me you don't want to go back and make sure we don't do this again. There are people that are responsible for this. Joe Biden got to do a Supreme Court judge. Joe Biden got to do more federal judges than Trump did. Joe Biden got to put all his money in this green technology, the ignorant thing we got, the dumbest thing we got, waste all his money. He hurt this, and don't forget illegals coming across here. So I think Trump ought to look into it. Anyway, J.D. Regard, when we get back, it smells good. I bet it tastes good, too. We'll be right back. With 5 Louisiana locations, I always make it a point to visit Superior Grill when I'm traveling in the great state of Louisiana. I love the food there. It's authentic Mexican food with a Louisiana twist. Their menu has all your favorites. Nachos, quesadillas, enchiladas, tacos, fajitas, hand-cut steaks, and the best margaritas in the state. You can go to Superior for lunch or dinner, and folks, you're going to thank me for it. My lovely bride and I eat at Superior Grill every chance we get. They're on Lyon Avenue in Shreveport, Government Street and Highland Road in Baton Rouge, St. Charles Avenue in New Orleans, and on College Saloon in Lafayette. I'm talking great food, great service, and great margaritas. The best Mexican food with a Louisiana twist is found at Superior Grill, Shreveport on Lyon Avenue, Baton Rouge on Government Street, and Highland Road, New Orleans on St. Charles Avenue, and College Saloon in Lafayette. This is Moon Griffon. I'll see you at Superior Grill. This is Moon Griffon. My good buddy Jeff and the folks at HUDCO Roofing and Exteriors is Louisiana's premier professional roofing contractor, specializing in residential roofing services. Remember, your roof protects everything, you and your family, and most of your possessions. And that's where HUDCO Roofing comes in. These folks aren't just your average roofers. They're the number one roofing company in the state. Whether you need a repair or a brand new roof, HUDCO Roofing has you covered. HUDCO is a CertainTeed Select Shingle Master and takes every roof all the way down to the decking to make sure there are no hidden damages. HUDCO Roofing is also a state-certified installer of the Fortified Roofing System, and that's a big deal. Anywhere in Louisiana, you can get a free roof inspection and quote from HUDCO Roofing. Go to HUDCOroofing.com for quality workmanship, premium products, and unparalleled customer service. This is Moon Griffon. I trust HUDCO Roofing of Louisiana, and so should you. HUDCOroofing.com. That's HUDCOroofing.com.
Did you know?
This hour of the Moon Griffon Show is brought to you by Champines, located in the Oil Center. Champines, going the extra mile.
Hello, welcome back. Moon Griffon Show. It is great to be with you. 844-766-6607. And we get Scott McKay would join us at 10:06. Conrad Appel, he would join us at 10:30. So, excuse me, I'm about to burp because J.D. Rigaud's in the house and he's passing out boudin pie, and that smell hit me when I was in the program. And first of all, J.D. Rigaud from our good friends at Cane Real Pecan. How you doing, bro?
I'm well.
You got to be
it's
busy.
It's early holidays. We're very busy. You know, we had a late Thanksgiving this year, as everybody's been talking about, at least in our industry. And, of course, that created a little bit of a panic. Everybody woke up Monday morning like, oh, gosh, it's December the 2nd. So we had a week short on the holiday shopping. So we're very, very busy. But this is the way we like it. This is when we get to flex,
as the kids say.
All
right, we'll talk about a little bit of everything in the next 10 minutes. But first, let's talk about this unbelievably awesome pie that had them coming out the woodworks getting a piece.
Well, you know, I know you love our boudin pie.
I love it.
And it really is good. And it really hits well in the morning on a cool, cold morning like we're having in Louisiana right now. We had it with our family for Thanksgiving. It's just a great pie that we created a few years ago. It's got a pound and a half of uncased traditional pork boudin. It's covered in a sweet potato souffle. And then on top is a pecan praline glaze. I mean, it's amazing.
That dude is bad, man. And you're right. The smell and aroma.
It's fragrant.
And I guarantee you, and I've done this before, you put this in your house, it's what you're going to smell.
Yeah.
It's like all of Thanksgiving and Christmas come together.
We ship them frozen, so you do bake them at home. It takes an hour and a half. It's very fragrant, like you just mentioned. Makes the whole house smell great. But it's just a really different pie. I know a lot of people, when I first tell them about a boudin pie, especially traditionalists, they kind of look at you funny, like boudin in a pie. And I'm like, I know what you're thinking, because I thought the same thing when we started the process. I'm born and raised here in Southwest Louisiana and New Iberia. I grew up on boudin, steamed syrup, all the stuff we love, Tony Sachery's, all the things we love down here. But this combination works, Moon. It just really works. We worked in this pie for about 8 months before we released it.
By the way, I don't consider that a dessert. Somebody may want to eat it. No, I consider that part of the meal.
It's a meal. It's a savory pie that has a little sweetness to it. This is a pie that you would serve maybe at brunch, maybe for lunch, maybe a little side salad on the side.
Yeah.
It's a perfect meal. It's a very dense pie. It's a heavy pie. And so it's a lot. You know, you give a person a nice, healthy a slice of it, and it's gonna be, it'll fill them up.
Some could we talked about it. The crust on this is really good, but y'all not buying it. Y'all making the crust.
No,
right?
We make all of our pies from scratch at Cane River Pecan Company. We also mail a bourbon pecan pie that you're very familiar with. That pie is already baked. We just ship it, and you heat it up, and you serve it. But we make all of our pie crust from home, from scratch. Everything is 100% handmade, no machines, all hand crimped, the whole thing. We just have a lot of pride in the product. It's a very, very good product. And I think that if your listeners want to try something different this holiday season, I would recommend giving the Boudin pie a chance. Now, if you go online at caneriverpecan.com, it's $85. Now, it's not cheap, but I'm going to tell you why it's so expensive. We have to ship this pie overnight air because it's frozen. So
That includes the shipping, of course.
That big price really reflects most of the shipping is in there.
Well, what happens when somebody...
Now, if you come to New Iberia...
Well, let's talk a little bit about
that.
Yeah.
You come down to New Iberia, where we're located in the historic district on Main Street, Cane River Pecan Company. You can buy it, take it and bake it at home. And it's only $44, so it's a lot
more
cheaper.
Reasonable. Yeah,
much more reasonable. And look, we have a lot of business owners come this time of year, and they'll grab 10, 20 pies and walk out. You know how that is. And they're running around Acadiana or wherever they got to go.
By the way, a little plug, and I want to get to gifting because I think it's so important because it's what I get to do with Cane River Pecans. Pecans are great. We're going to talk about that. But a little bit, I'm just going to let you know my bride loves going to your place in New Iberia.
Oh, thank you, Moon.
Her and Kathy Fuqua. When they hook up, a lot of times that they hook up down. I know you know Miss Kathy, too.
At the pie bar?
By the way, they never invited me yet.
Oh, wow.
I have not been there.
Wow.
They love going there. She told me to say, tell JD, we go there all the time.
Well,
we don't see you.
Yeah.
But she said, we love going about there. By the way, here's something from my brother. Ask him about the chocolate chip pecan pie.
We do make a chocolate chip pecan pie, but we only serve it at the pie bar. We don't ship it or sell it to take it. But you can all the pies that we sell at the pie bar, you can order ahead and get a whole pie to be picked up. So if you love our key lime pie, if you love our chocolate pecan pie, if you love our Biscoff cookie pie, these are just some of the other pies that we sell locally. If you live in Acadiana and you're looking for a little road trip, come on down to New Iberia in the historic district. We bought an old department store several years ago. We renovated the entire thing. Really put a lot of effort into it. We opened a cafe that has 55 seats. We also have a liquor license.
You can
have a little glass of champagne, maybe a Bloody Mary, maybe a cold beer. We sell pecan beer, if you can believe it. And we have got a great gift shop. So if you're looking, the ladies are looking to do a little shopping, we've got a very nice gift shop.
My buddy just said he just ordered a couple of tins of the pralines.
Awesome. We've had a lot of Moon fans over the years come and order pecans from us. I mean, from all over the state of Louisiana.
Well, let's talk about that right now because... Talk a little bit about the gifting.
Sure.
Talk about the quality of pecans. But the gifting for me has been like lights out for my customers.
We've been doing a custom gift tin for the Moon Griffon Show. We've been doing this together for now 13 years, you and I have. And I'm very thankful and grateful for that, Moon. But, you know, you get a branded tin that you send out to all your sponsors every year, maybe some friends and family, maybe a couple of good neighbors, maybe some of your fishing buddies.
I'm not sending them a damn thing. Hey, I'm too busy trying to whip them.
I tell you, man, what's a fishing buddy? Always a fishing buddy.
Yeah, I want to whip them.
But it's in our DNA that we've been doing corporate gifting since the very beginning of our company. Our family's been in the pecan industry since 1969. This is our 55th year. We've been on the lead of corporate gifting probably for the last 40 years. Started with my mother going to local oil and gas companies and lawyers and insurance firms right here in our hometown of New Iberia, Lafayette area, knocking on doors, literally saying, hey, would you like to give pecans for corporate gifts? And that's how it all started for us. And now we're going to probably ship about 160,000 products this month alone throughout the world, certainly every state in the union. The shipping is insane where we're sending products now. But honestly, our pecan gifts are what got us to the dance. And you have been doing a trio assortment, which is our most popular gift. It's got a tin of three flavors, milk chocolate, roasted and salted, and praline pecans. And you've been sending them to your sponsors for many, many years.
You can't mess that up, bro.
And you can't. And I think you've been fielding great compliments for years.
Always, always. Everybody gets back in touch with me. Actually, they fight for them if it goes to the right business and the wrong person gets it.
I love that. And let me also mention this. You know, you do a custom tin, which means we put your logo on a gift tin. We do about 40,000 custom gift tins a year. So if you're out there and you want some branding and you want a consumable and you want to use a Louisiana company and you want to do something that your recipients are going to love, I think we're the perfect fit for you.
Absolutely.
And it's not too late. You send us your logo. We put it on a proof. You approve it. You send us the list and you give us the credit card and it's over. Done. And that process does not take very long.
No, not at all. Matter of fact, they're gonna really like the tin.
And let me just mention.
And they're going to really love the pecan.
Well, no, the tins are great because you can do a Cane River tin, which is our tin, which is a beautiful tin.
Yep.
But if you want the brand exposure, top of mind awareness, and you want somebody to keep that tin to put their favorite fishing lure in, or maybe put their recipes in, or put their marbles in, whatever they collect, you can do that. And they have all these Moon Griffon tins all over their house now.
Yeah, by the way, the first test we did with the tins the first year, we sent them out with my picture on it, and all of them got sent back.
Jody, we know that doesn't work.
Yeah, JD said, don't do that. Let's do the logo. We sent out the logo. Everybody loved them. So, by the way, the tins with my face on them, we sent that to Seoul, South Korea.
Well, listen, I just want you to know where you can find us. You can find us at caneriverpecan.com. And Cane, that's with a C-A-N-E, just like the Cane River that runs through Natchitoches Parish where we had our orchards. CaneRiverPecan.com, and we've got an 800 number, which is 1-800-293-8710. I'll repeat that, 1-800-293-8710. You know, we've been in business a long time. We've got an 800 number.
You can't even get
800 numbers anymore.
I got an 800 number, and I've been doing this 31 years.
Yeah, that's
the one last thing. How do y'all get such quality pecans? Y'all always have quality pecans. Big, nice pecans.
We have worked with some of the best pecan farmers in the southeastern part of the United States for many, many, many years. And that's how you do that. You have quality control. You work with just a select few people. They understand that we're trying to do a gift pecan. You know, I tell people all the time, Moon, I've mentioned on your show, you can go into any grocery store in any part of the United States on any day and see pecans. No problem. Two or three locations. Produce, the baking aisle, whatever. But you're not going to find pecans like these. You're just not going to find them.
I know we do business, but I told you from day one, I said, JD, how you get these quality pecans?
Yeah,
they are quality.
They're insane. They're insanely big, insanely fresh. We sell an Elliott pecan, which is very hard to find. First originated in the panhandle of Florida back in the 1910s. We sell an Elliott, which is
great. By the way, one other plug, and we're getting ready to have to go. My wife made some desserts for Thanksgiving, and I had about two and a half pounds of the pecans because we get a lot of the fresh pecans. And she said the same thing I did. It tastes just like when we got them out the bag a year ago.
Yeah, wow.
A year ago. Wow. That's how fresh they are. And we put them in freezer bags.
Of course.
I said, I can't tell the difference.
Pecans.
And that's unbelievable.
Pecans freeze beautifully. Look, I brought you also something, Steve. I brought you all some chewy pralines. We got a few products we never talk about. I brought these for y'all to enjoy during the show today. Okay. Please take them home and talk about them if you can. They're fantastic. And listen, we just appreciate everything you do for Cane River Pecan in the state of Louisiana.
It's always fun, brother.
It's been great.
By the way, this is what I do. I got these Cane River Pecans. And if you live in Shreveport and Monroe and you can get here before the program's over, I'll give you one.
Okay. That's a good deal. We got more boudin pie, too.
That means I get to eat them.
Yeah. I understand that.
All right, folks, CaneRiverPecan.com. We'll give away a pie, too. You okay with that today?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Okay. If you want,
we'll do a tin of pecans and we'll do a boudin pie today. And then I'll be back in next week. We'll do it again.
Yeah, Moon at MoonGriffon.com. Say you want to win. Give me an address. We send it to us. The ladies over there, boom, they pop it out. All right, always a pleasure. See you next week. God bless.
I appreciate you. Thank you.
All right, JD. I want to call you Jody because I got a fishing buddy that kick his butt all the time named Jody. We'll be right back. Hey, folks, if you worry about your smile and your teeth and you need some cosmetic work, I got the guy for you. is Dr. Bruni with over 20 years of experience.
Hey, Dr. Bruni here with Pearl Dental Group. Are you struggling with missing teeth, failing teeth, or uncomfortable dentures? Our same-day full-mouth implants can transform your life in just one visit. Using 4 to 6 implants, our patients leave with a permanent new smile in just a few hours. Our world-class facility and experienced team utilize the latest technology, including 3D imaging and digital smile design, to deliver stunning results that look and feel natural. With our in-house lab, we can complete your entire implant process from start to finish in one location, saving you time and money. If you're ready to rediscover the joy of smiling and chewing with confidence, contact us today.
Pearl Dental Group is the one you need to know. PearlDentalGroup.com. Trust me, you want to smile again and you want to see them beautiful teeth? Pearl Dental Group is the one you need to know. Go to PearlDentalGroup.com, PearlDentalGroup.com. I've been telling you about Schumacher Homes for a long time. Now, for a limited time, you can choose from 5 different financing offers and pick one that works best for you. Whether you're an active duty, military, or veteran, you can take advantage of the exclusive VA construction loan offer. You can lock in 30-year fixed financing for as low as 3.875. How about that? Looking to stay in your home and start construction right away? A stay in your home loan might be right for you. With this option, you can stay in your home during construction and not worry about moving twice. And for you first-time homebuyers, we're not going to forget you. For a limited time, they're offering 30-year fixed financing as low as 3.875. Other financing offers include no-cost refinancing, conventional loans, and FHA construction loans. If you're thinking of building your dream custom home, there's no time like the present to start building. SchumacherHomes.com, SchumacherHomes.com. Let them build your dream home. They're building dream homes one at a time.
Craig Morrell.
Hi, y'all. Welcome back. It is the Moon Griffon Show. It's great, as always, to be with you. 844-766 is the number if you'd like to be part of the program. Matthew James Business and Tax Reduction Hotline. Let me send this off. I'm doing multitasking dude right here. Anyway, great to have you back. Appreciate JD coming. Don't forget cane rib pecans. Just say you want to win the cane rib pecans, and I'll put you in the pie contest, too. That way you don't have to worry about picking one over another, because I got all these names and computer's going to pick one and we're going to do it. But, man, that pie was good, Walker. That's a deadly deal. Anyway, I don't want to go back over the COVID stuff. It's just that it's very frustrating to have watched and seen the lies that come out. And the federal government, anytime the federal government in these other countries wants you to believe something, they shove it down your throat. We shouldn't be like that. You know, people can make their own decisions on stuff. We got nurses. The other thing in the report, nurses and doctors and military people who were fired. They were fired for no reason. They were fired for no reason. That used to frustrate me. You got people fighting for you and me in the military, a volunteer job to stick their life on the line. We firing them. Hospitals are firing them. The military's firing them. You will get this vaccine because I was told in the military, hell, you get 16 of them anyway. What's one more? Okay, I get it. Military is not what I call. But what about the doctors and the nurses and the people involved in medical that were told that they had to do this? You remember, folks, and I said this, they scared old people. Oh, I'm one of the older people. They scared old people over and over and over again. I remember some old people got mad at me because, you know, they older and they were told, take that shot, you gotta stay behind that mask. And they were told this over and over again, and it scared everybody. They're putting face masks on kids like we did, and wondering why kids to learn how to do that. So one day they can say, well, we had to do it when we was in school. No, they shouldn't have done that. Young kids were not getting sick and getting hurt. Now, before somebody calls it. Well, my kid died. I know. I get it. You got exceptions to the rule. I get it. I'm sorry. I say it again. My defense is always, I had to go through, watch my dad die of dementia. And I can promise you, that was as bad as anything you can see when it comes to a family member dying. Okay? I get it. You know, we don't want anybody to die. I had a couple friends and family members and all that, everybody, just like everybody else. But what the government does is overreact. And when they overreact, they go over the boundaries that the Constitution allows. Folks, listen to me. People said this. Just because you have a, quote, pandemic, which Ral, look at it, I wonder if it was a pandemic, you don't get the Constitution. You don't get an opportunity to throw the Constitution in the garbage. You don't. They did. We got to be honest about this. They threw the Constitution in the garbage. They trampled it. They trampled people's rights. That Spell fella, everybody, I'll be honest with you, I never met him. But I would run into people and say, that pastor in Baton Rouge, he's a nut. Why was he a nut? I just gave you the report to go read. Vaccines was a lie. The masks were a lie. Social distancing, all that was a lie. How is he a nut? And the media, who ought to get lambasted by putting out misinformation, ought to be really ripped to hell in the handbasket. Okay, look at the lies them son of a guns kept telling every day, shoving the narrative down our throat. You know? It's so frustrating to watch. To watch what happened to this country. I mean, let's just be blunt. What's happening to this country was a total takeover and a smackdown. Then when they had COVID, then everybody with the money, with the clothes down, all of a sudden we ran up, $10 trillion in debt? That all these prices, and then when Biden came in, of course, we had to go spend another $10 trillion, I guess, on the Green New Deal, which was a lie. By the way, if they lied about this, why do you think they're not lying about the planet burning up? They are. Why do you make those correlations? Because I'm showing you that when you got bad and evil people like Biden and Obama, they are evil. And the people that go along with them, mostly Democrats, some Fruit Loop Republicans, evil's evil. Evil is evil. And they used that, and it was evil times for the United States of America. They used that to win a presidential election in mail-in ballots, because y'all all know Joe Biden, who stayed in his encampment, in his compound, whatever you want to call it, he didn't even campaign. He got 15 million more votes than Barack Obama did, and Hillary Clinton and Kamala Harris, 15 million more votes in an election where mail-in ballots were everything. And cheating was, too. You know? It's just amazing. Because, folks, they lied about COVID. Think about this. People died. People died because of neglect. People died because of what we did. That's what happened. People died. And they had ways to help people too. Doc Abraham was doing it. By the way, Doc Abraham and a committee in Baton Rouge, and I think it was a Chuck Owen or Danny McCormick call yesterday. Chuck with it. And Chuck mentioned about that deal and how Doc Abraham ripped him. And of course, what did the devil's advocate do? They put comes one smart-ass doctor and the devil's advocate write an editorial popping Ralph Abraham. It's crazy. It is so crazy. All right. It's going to wrap up. Don't forget, we got Scott McKay, former Senator Conrad Appel, all that coming up. I'm hoping to have Steve Malloy, my boy Steve Malloy, on the EPA transition team, the Green New Scam. We'll see if we can get him in. All right, we take a break. We'll be back. You're listening to the Moon Griffon Show.
I'm Shanola Hampton. Every day, millions of people face hunger. Today, I will share with you some of their experiences. I'm stuck between paying for medications or paying for food. John from Maine. After paying my bills, I can buy groceries. It's sad to say, food comes last. Alice from Oregon. I thought pantries were for less fortunate people. But anybody could be less fortunate in a day or even a second. Claire from Virginia. The Feeding America network of food banks helps provide over 6 billion meals to people in need each year. No one should have to worry where their next meal will come from. Together, we can end hunger. Learn more at feedingamerica.org.
News Talk 96.5, KPEL, Brobridge, Lafayette, a Town Square Media station, broadcasting from the Matthew James Tax Pro Studio.
He says he's a fighter and is not backing down. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News. Pete Hegseth just told Fox that. Is the Trump Defense Secretary nominee headed into more meetings with Republican senators?
I spoke to the president-elect this morning. He said, keep going, keep fighting.
And though Hegseth says Trump's behind him all the way, the president-elect is reportedly considering replacing Hegseth as the pick to lead the Pentagon with Florida Governor Ron DeSantis amid allegations, Hegseth, of sexual misconduct and financial mismanagement. Now, Pete Hegseth's mother was on Fox this morning with a message for the president-elect and senators.
We all believe in him. We really believe that he is not that man he was 7 years ago.
When she wrote in an email to her son, made public by the New York Times, that she had no respect for any man who belittles, lies, cheats, and sleeps around. But Billy Hegseth just said she was emotional in the middle of Pete Hegseth's divorce at the time.
And to disregard the media, that was 7 years ago, and most of it is misinformation.
The Supreme Court is now hearing a big transgender case, a challenge to Tennessee's law banning puberty blockers and other treatment for kids. Republican State Senator Jack Johnson tells Fox.
We know the science is unsettled. There are long-term, potentially long-term harmful side effects.
The U.S. Solicitor General Elizabeth Preloger just told justices at the hearing it's transgender discrimination.
It doesn't matter what parents decide is best for their children. It doesn't matter what patients would choose for themselves. And it doesn't matter if doctors believe this treatment is essential for individual patients.
There's a manhunt in Manhattan.
New York police are looking for the person who shot and killed Brian Thompson, the CEO of United Healthcare. Thompson was shot in the chest and leg outside the New York Hilton Midtown around 6:40 a.m.
Fox's Tanya J. Powers. It is believed Thompson was targeted by a masked gunman who waited outside the hotel and then fled after the shooting. In California, it's day two of a manhunt for a convicted murderer. Cesar Hernandez jumped out of a prison van going to a court hearing in Kern County. America's listening to Fox News.
Life takes a toll on our bodies. No way around it. Whether it's sitting hours on end at your computer or working a physical job, over time, your body pays the price. There is, however, an effective way to turn back the clock on pain. Relief Factor, developed by doctors. Relief Factor helps support your body's response to inflammation. The difference, instead of masking pain, Relief Factor helps eliminate it for good, and it's 100% drug-free. If the pains that come with living a full life are affecting you, do as so many others have. Turn back the clock on pain with Relief Factor. Their 3-week quick start is just $19.95, less than a dollar a day. When you feel good, it's amazing how much more you get out of life. So visit ReliefFactor.com or call 1-800-4-RELIEF. That's 1-800-4-RELIEF. Try it for only $19.95. While we can't stop aging, not yet, we can stop pain. Turn back the clock with...
Court-appointed special advocates, or CASA, are specially trained volunteers that help secure safe homes for abused and neglected children. Don't let these innocent victims slip through the cracks of our complicated legal system. Get involved today. Call CASA at 268-5111. This nonprofit organization moment brought to you by News Talk 96.5 KPL.
Every day at 5 p.m. right here on News Talk 96.5 KPL, it's me, Joe Cunningham, with The Joe Cunningham Show, offering you news, analysis, and commentary you're not going to get anywhere else. The big news stories of the day, and even some of the headlines you may not be aware of. It's your local, state, and national news coverage from a local perspective right here every day, News Talk 96.5 KPL. Check us out, The Joe Cunningham Show, every day at 5 p.m.
The views expressed in the following show are those of the hosts or hosts only. They do not represent News Talk 96.5 KPL or Town Square Media.
Hello, welcome back. Moon Griffon Show, hour number two of the Moon Griffon Show. Thank y'all for being part of it. Matthew James Business Tax Reduction Hotline, if you'd like to be part of that. The program, don't forget, we're giving away cane root pecans and a boudin pie before we end this hour. Two giveaways. So anyway, let's jump gears. Scott McKay, the Hayride author. You can catch him out on his own podcast with the American Spectator. Writes articles for them as well. Scott, what's going on? Happy time. I'm going to say Merry Christmas to you in case I don't get you on anymore for the year. I never know. You know me. I give you at least 2 weeks' notice every time I get you on.
Yeah, exactly. That 2 weeks went awfully fast this morning, though.
Yes, yes. It's my 2 weeks is different than the normal 2 weeks. You got to understand something. My 2 weeks.
Well, you know, things compress at the end of the year, so that's like, totally understandable.
Yeah, my 2 weeks is 2 minutes with a lot of people, I got to tell you. Hey, let's jump into the mayor's race. You got a situation where you got a really bad mayor who's tanking the city. But you got a young guy over here that, say young guy, but he's young to politics, who is no way he would be better than what you have now. So my question to you is, are the people in that area going to see getting rid of her is a great thing and putting him in is a good thing as well? Will people see that?
Well, all we really have to go on at this point is, you know, we've got the early voting numbers to look at. And it's interesting because, you know, the typical thing, which I think is changing some, and obviously it changed a good bit nationally for the presidential election. But the typical thing is, you know, like white Republican voters are going to vote on Election Day. And, you know, your more kind of Democrat core constituencies are going to vote early, right? Like that's how things have generally gone. Well, it's not working like that in the Baton Rouge mayor's race. Hopefully I'm not going to bore you, but I got some numbers to share. So in the 2020 Baton Rouge mayoral runoff election, okay, there were 19,900 something white votes and 16,600 something black votes. And there were 11,000 Republicans and 21,000 Democrats who voted early. Okay. That was in 2020.
Okay.
This year, the white votes in the early voting were 22,800 and black votes were 14,700. And there were 15,000 Republicans and 17,000 Democrats. So you have a much more, you know, white Republican electorate as expressed in the early voting.
Okay.
And we went and ran some numbers just extrapolating the early vote to the total vote in 2020 and then just using those ratios and applying them to the race that's going to be decided on Saturday, and there would actually be more Republicans coming out to vote than Democrats if those numbers hold. Okay. Now, I'm not saying they will because to some degree, maybe, you know, with the get out the vote efforts for Sid Edwards that have been done, you know, you might have cannibalized some of your Election Day vote. Although, from talking to the people who have done a lot of this get out the vote work, you know, they are not targeting chronic voters to make them go out early. Right. They left those people alone, and they have been targeting low propensity voters, you know, Republican voters who typically speaking wouldn't vote in the mayor's election. And they've been beating the streets to try to get those people out. So obviously those numbers have made a difference. The question is, you know, can you also get the Election Day vote? If they can do that, if it happens, then you're going to have an electorate in Baton Rouge which will elect a Republican mayor, and it'll be like one of the most massive upsets in the history of Louisiana if it happens, because yeah, Sid Edwards is a super interesting candidate. He's one of the best high school football coaches Louisiana has ever had. And interestingly enough, that's a skill set that actually could transfer to politics. I mean, leader who builds winning organizations.
Well,
let me
give you something else. You know, if you go through school systems, I'm going to make a comment. You may know this or not, but I'm going to make it anyway. If you go through school systems, a lot of time it's the coaches that end up being coaching their whole career ends up to be principals or superintendent of schools. And they do that because of their organizational set. They also they know how to run things. They're not scared to make a decision. They try to do things that's overall good for everybody, and
accountability, which is a key component of a proper leadership. Right?
By the way, the other thing to add is, you see these coaches I'm talking about, they got some politics in them. I'm just saying they do. They know how to work it and get the deal, and so I think all of that is a plus. And then he's running against somebody who if the area doesn't send her home, they're making a mistake. They already seen what she's done, and it ain't positive.
Well, and, you know, we had a piece at the Hayride on Monday talking about, and you know, you've had discussions about this on your show several times, and I think you and I have talked about it before too, but in November of 2019, the voters in St. George voted to incorporate that city, okay? By law, that is when the city was incorporated, okay? And rather than, you know, then work to ensure a smooth transition to that new city's existence, you know, Sharon Broom and her cronies jumped into court and filed suit, okay? Now, the city of St. George was supposed to be starting to collect a 2-cent sales tax that would fund the operations of the new city. So you file the lawsuit. While the lawsuit is going on, it's, you know, assuming you lose the lawsuit, which ultimately they did, that money is St. George's money, right? So you're going to have to sequester and escrow that money so that if you lose the lawsuit, it's theirs. If you win it, well, then, you know, obviously the city parish government in Baton Rouge would get to keep it. Mm-hmm. But they didn't win it. They lost the case at the Supreme Court, and they never escrowed the money. So now you're looking at $250 million that Baton Rouge owes St. George. They don't have the means to pay that money. So if you reelect Sharon Broom, the people who run St. George, Dustin Yates is the mayor, and you know they have a city council. Those guys have had it with her, and so they're going to insist on the entire $250 million. It's so bad that after the Supreme Court, you know, ruled in the case and said no, this city was voted on to be incorporated, and the incorporation was legal. You must create the city. So, you know, Jeff Landry appoints the mayor and the city council, which is how Louisiana law works on that. There's $20 million even from that time, which is, you know, from June of this year, that the city has not paid St. George.
Mm-hmm.
And now there's a tax election in St. George that would force the remittance of at least going forward that 2 cents of the sales tax.
Yep.
And of course it's going to pass, but like They had to put that on the ballot to try to get her to comply with the law.
Yeah. Yeah.
Which would be really ironic if all these people in St. George turn out for the tax election and they all vote for Sid Edwards and it ends up skewing the electorate such that Baton Rouge elects a Republican mayor, which it needs to do because Edwards can actually sit down with the St. George people and negotiate something that doesn't bankrupt the city of Baton Rouge, whereas Broome obviously can't. They're not going to. Why would I negotiate with her? She hasn't given me any reason to if I'm Dustin Yates or the St. George City Council. And so, you know, nail her to the wall. Let's go to court and let's get a judge to give us the whole thing. And if it makes the city parish of Baton Rouge go into municipal bankruptcy, then that's, you know, tough. You brought this on yourself. That's where you are in Baton Rouge right now with that. And it's a compelling reason to get her out of there.
Yeah, that would be my question to you when you look at this race. Why wouldn't the people from St. George go vote, number one? And why wouldn't they go vote for Edwards? They've already dealt with her. She's not in any interest of doing what's right for St. George. None. Which, by the way, when she does right. What's right for St. George, she's going to be doing what's right for her city as well.
Well, and, you know, you can't get, like, precinct data from early voting.
Yeah, I agree.
Right?
Yeah.
So, you know, you can't really... there's kind of anecdotal evidence on this. I can't speak really.
But did they have a good turnout in the St. George area in the precincts?
This is what I was going to say. What I have heard, okay, is that the turnout for early voting for this runoff election in St. George is considerably better than it is inside the city of Baton Rouge.
Okay.
You know, which you would expect. And now, is it overwhelming at this point? No, it's not. But
I wouldn't be surprised if it is.
Again, you know, your chronic Republican voters, typically speaking, are going to come out on Election Day. And the way this works is because it's not the same day as a presidential election and mm-hmm. so forth, you know, turnout's going to be less. Like 4 years ago, for example, they had 70.2% turnout for the primary, which coincided with, you know, Trump and Biden, right?
Yep.
And then in the runoff, the turnout dropped to 34.4%. So you had 64.4, I think was the number, or 64% was the number on November 5th of this year. So, because of St. George's tax election, you'd figure somewhere between 35 and 40%. You had slightly more. You had 38,700 for early voting this time, as opposed to 37,700 4 years ago. So it's like slightly more. So maybe 35% turnout. Yeah. So like if that 35% is more heavily St. George and Central, then, yeah, more than likely, you know, you have a Republican electorate and Edwards can win. And this is the thing. People think, Baton Rouge is, you know, it's done. It's always me. The demographics of Baton Rouge, white versus black, Republican versus Democrat, what have you.
Hey, Scott, you're going to have to hold it. I got to go to the break.
Yeah,
stay right there. We'll come back and wrap it up and go to Trump. All right, we got to take a break. Be right back. I've been bragging about Dino Hardwoods for a long time, a good friend Charles Altman. They do an excellent job. And if you're looking for unique or hard-to-find hardwood, lumber, plywood, and molding, it's Dino Hardwoods. That's where you need to go. DinoHardwoods.com, DinoHardwoods.com. Trust Dino Hardwoods for all your hardwood, lumber, and cypress needs. With the holiday season fast approaching, as you know, a timeless handmade gift using quality lumber by Dino just means more. With three great locations to serve you now, Broussard, Louisiana, Shreveport, Louisiana, and now he's expanded in Tyler, Texas. Folks, there's something for every discerning woodworker at Dino. Go to DinoHardwoods.com, DinoHardwoods.com, and check out the unique and hard-to-find hardwood, lumber, plywood, and molding that you can't just find anywhere. Charles Altman, trust me, is not a better man in the business. He knows what he's doing, and he wants to service you. DinoHardwoods.com, DinoHardwoods.com.
As Louisiana's only fiberglass manufacturer and fabricator, C-Safe Fiberglass Grating and Structural Systems has provided corrosion-resistant products to the Gulf Coast for over 45 years. Our fiberglass grating, cable trays, and structural shapes are ideal to replace corroded, rotting building products and can be custom fabricated by the best fiberglass craftsmen in the world, right here in Lafayette. Contact SeaSafe or visit our website at seasafe.com. That's S-E-A, like the ocean, S-A-F-E.com.
This is Moon Griffon. The biggest complaint about solar power is the battery storage. Well, no more. Now, Solar Louisiana offers giant battery storage solutions from the top names like Panasonic, LG, and more. Solar Louisiana will install residential home solar systems with enough battery storage to get you through any outages. And say goodbye to your electric bill as Solar Louisiana will custom fit a system to your electrical needs. Online at SolarLouisiana.net. Your energy independence company, Solar Louisiana.
For electric.
Atlas Foundation Repair. 800-256-1010. Louisiana-owned Atlas Foundation Repair. 800-256-1010. Call Tony Arpino. I have known him for years. Hello, welcome back. Scott McKay, my special guest. Matthew James Business Tax Reduction Hotline, 844-766-6607. Hey, Scott, real quick, you were wrapping up with about Broome, and I want to throw it to Trump real quick.
I kind of forgot what I was going to say.
Well, I apologize.
I'll just say this. So the theory is, well, you know, Baton Rouge's demographics are such that you can't elect a Republican. But if you analyze it, the demographics for a Republican are more favorable in Baton Rouge than they are in Shreveport or Monroe or Lake Charles, all three of whom have Republican mayors. I mean, Friday Ellis is an independent, but everybody knows he's a Republican. And all three of those guys are mayors of cities that have actually more blacks within their population than Baton Rouge does. On top of that, Sid Edwards has coached high school football this entire century in places, you know, north of Florida Boulevard, Redemptorist, Central, and now Estruma, which he just took to the state semifinals while he was running for mayor, which this is a guy who's capable. He can do things effectively. The guy ran for mayor and made the runoff while he was coaching a team into the high school football playoffs. Yeah. Pretty impressive.
Yep.
Something I don't think Sharon Broome could do. So, you know, there are reasons to believe that this thing could go really well on Saturday.
Yeah, I hope so. Last thing. So, you know, that one Gates quit and they're really working on a couple. You notice how the media beats the hell out of Trump's nominees, anything to do with Republicans.
Now, that's right.
Everybody ought to notice Democrats, because media lies. The Democrats lie. Why would they buy into everything they're selling to beat some of these Trump people? And they're going to do everything they can to beat them. We just got to quit having wimpy Republicans not stand up and say, that's who Trump's want. We're putting them in there. That's what they ought to really do. And it's telling media, y'all lie. Nobody's paying attention to you anyway.
Well, case in point is, they're all over Pete Hegseth right now.
Yep, absolutely.
Pete Hegseth is the worst guy ever. And there's this story that NBC News put out yesterday. Pete Hegseth's colleagues at Fox News were very put off by how much he drank, right? Not a single named source in that story. Not a single one. They got a bunch of anonymous people to say, yeah, Pete Hegseth drinks a lot. Mm-hmm. And this is a hit piece that they want to deny this guy the Secretary of Defense job on that basis.
Good point.
Is that not, the good news is, people are so sick and tired of this stuff that I think it actually makes people hardened in support of a guy like Hegseth to see the way. I mean, they have gone after him with some of the most scurrilous, stupid, meritless things like this, you know, this supposed sexual assault in a hotel in California by this woman who got some strange on her husband while he was staying in the same hotel and then turned around and blamed Hegseth. I mean, that was so flimsy and obviously fake that I think Hegseth's going to get confirmed. And I think this is going to be another milestone in how
deeply destroyed the credibility of the mainstream media is.
Scott,
having, it's the same old thing every time with these guys.
Scott, he don't bother me at all. What bothers me, I know what the left's going to do. They trash everybody. They're trash, so they trash everybody. It bothers me that you got a few Republicans who may fall on the sword for the Democrats, Murkowski and Collins and of these weak Republicans. That's why I always say, if I'm going to be in a foxhole, give me a Democrat. I know who's fighting with me. Well, give me a Republican, you never know.
Well, there's this famous scene at the beginning. I'm sure you've probably seen that movie, Enemy at the Gates, with Jude Law and Ed Harris, and it's about Stalingrad. And at the very beginning of the movie, there's this scene where the Russians have to go charge the German machine gun nest, and they got soldiers in the back shooting guns at their guys who turn around, right? Mm-hmm. That scene is about to play out. It's Elon Musk sitting in the back with the gun, because he's already said, look, I'm going to primary every last one of you people who won't support these nominees. Trump got the mandate, not you, right?
Yep.
And I think that will actually matter because, if I'm John Thune, I may want to stab Trump in the back later, but I'm not going to do it on these nominees at the very beginning.
Oh, no.
And so I think John Thune does get Susan Collins and Lisa Murkowski and Bill Cassidy and the rest of these people and say, look, do not start this fight now, because if you do, then we're going to be at war with the White House, and they will win because they have the public on their side, and we can't afford this when we're trying to rebuild ourselves. Now, that might not work, but if I'm John Thune, that is what I do, because he can't afford to be like a poor man's Mitch McConnell when he's up against Trump, who's got a 60% approval rating right now.
Scott, I got to go. Great answer.
Yes, sir.
Thank you very much. Merry Christmas.
If you or a loved one are suffering from addiction, listen to Springfield Wellness Center's founder, Paula Norris Medier.
We help people through their detox with minimal withdrawal symptoms. Even though it's a 10-day treatment, I look at the first 4 or 5 days as the brain restoration piece. And when the brain restoration piece turns on, that's when we have patients go, wow, a light bulb turned on or a switch was turned on. All of a sudden, their prefrontal cortex is working. And their midbrain is also working. They're not craving. They're thinking clearly. They see things clearly. And they have more confidence.
Put your addiction behind you. Call Springfield Wellness Center, 225-755-9566.
Just call us. That's all. And we'll be waiting for you.
225-755-9566. 755-9566. Springfield Wellness Center. SpringfieldWellnessCenter.com.
Nestled in gently rolling hills in North Louisiana is a place that produces the finest Louisiana wines around, Landry Vineyards. This place is phenomenal. Not only are they passionate about growing wine grapes and making Landry Vineyards wine, they also have cottages and RV sites you can rent, tours, and live music on Saturdays and tastings Monday through Saturday. Available in over 650 stores throughout Louisiana, I encourage you to visit and try Landry Wine direct from Landry Vineyards. This is another great Louisiana company that has my full support, and they are Louisiana certified. A red blend they labeled Bayou Tage, Blackberry Merlot, Cabs, Rosé, Petite Sirah, dry and sweet whites, and many, many other wines. Learn more about their wines and their vineyard online at LandryVineyards.com. This is Moon Grafon. My lovely bride and I love the wines from this great Louisiana company, Landry Vineyards, and so will you. Go visit their beautiful winery and find them in your local grocery store. If they don't have Landry Vineyards wine, ask and ask again. LandryVineyards.com. Woo, good wine right here.
Prescriptions required online.
Why? Why would you say
this is Dave from the Dave Matthews Band for Rad. When you go out and party, get drunk, then drive, you're not only loaded, you're a loaded weapon. When you celebrate, designate. Choose a designated driver. Remember, music lives and so should you.
A public service message brought to you by the U.S. Department of Transportation, Rad, the National Association of Broadcasters, and the Ad Council.
I asked what kind of family she wanted. She said,
a family like yours.
Learn more about adopting a teen at AdoptUSKids.org. You can't imagine the reward. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
This hour brought to you by the Matthew James Tax Pros. Find them online at MatthewJamesTaxPros.com.
Hey, hello, welcome back. Moon Griffon Show, Matthew James Business Tax Reduction Hotline. If you'd like to be part of the program, it's 844-766-6607. You can email me, moon@moongriffon.com. Don't forget, all of our shows are put on a podcast on the moongriffon.com website, and you can always go there and tell people that we put every show on there, so you can always go back and listen to it. All righty, we're going to jump gears. Former Senator Conrad Appel, we hadn't had him on in a while, and I don't know if I kept missing him, or he kept missing me, or what he was doing. But we did catch him today. Conrad, what's going on, brother?
Hey, Moon, good morning. I was appointed by the governor to the BESI board, so it took me about 6 months to figure out which way it was up. But I'm up and running now.
You know, I forgot about that. Congratulations. I really did. I forgot that you had was appointed on that. But I won't get into the BESI stuff with you right now.
No, I understand. I'm just saying that's where I've been. I've been off the radio and off the air for a while.
Oh, yeah, I understand. You hadn't written much stuff, but you did write something. And I want to kind of do a big picture with you on this DOGE, doggy, whatever they're calling it, President Trump and Musk and Vizek and all those people are trying to put together some efficiency so we can go find out why we're wasting all this money, cut it out, quit spending. And I think you had a good take on it. You were talking a little bit more about New Orleans, but first of all, out of what you know about this particular plan, what do you like about it? And does the state of Louisiana need exactly the same thing?
Well, I think my specific point in the op-ed I wrote was about New Orleans, but it applies to the state or any other urban center. You know, the efficiency and effectiveness of government is what you're striving for. But when you listen to the political leaders in these places, it never comes up. We hear a lot about poverty and we hear a lot about crime and all the social ills. The fundamental correction for that is a strong economy where people can make a decent living and have a decent lifestyle. And we have money for taxes to pay improved services. They don't want to talk about that.
Nope.
So my point is, in order to get a decent economy, you have to have a city government that's efficient and effective. And what the president has proposed, the new president, President Trump, to be, is with these two guys, they're going to do this overall search of top to bottom of government services at the national level. Well, I think the same thing applies in New Orleans or Baton Rouge or the state of Louisiana. I think it's a really good practice that after how many decades of doing the same things over and over, take a strong, dispassionate look at government in general and figure out what you're spending your money on, where are you putting your efforts? Do they fit the goal, which is to take care of the fundamental needs of the citizens? So that's what I wrote about.
Yeah. Well, it's a unique concept, and because we never do it. And I think they're going to find a big, big percentage of the money we spend. I don't know what it's going to be now, but I mean, I think it's going to be big that we can quit spending. I mean, I read one today, and I'll go back to state and local governments, but I read one today where it's no account of how many billions of dollars we give to the United Nations. And you say, well, Moon, we got to be careful. United Nations. No, we don't have to be careful because 2/3 of their budget come from us. That everybody else that wants to be in that be involved in. It's just one of this green new craziness. Carbon capture, all this stuff that I think is nuts. I mean, you could cut out so many things that would help the American people and quit spending money, but it goes for Baton Rouge. You went Baton Rouge. You know there was waste.
Yeah.
There's waste in New Orleans, waste in Baton Rouge, waste in all these areas. And so do we need one for the state and then the local governments need one as well? Or you don't think it'll work that way?
No, that you would need one for the state and then for local governments because they're totally different entities. You know, it gets back to what you and I have talked about a bunch of times before, and that you need a vision. And a vision includes goals and strategic planning to achieve those goals. So mm-hmm. when you just pile on things year over year over year, and you don't take a back look and say, what was the intent of us doing these things? How much money are we spending on them? And we're getting our bang for our buck.
Yeah.
I have a question, and I may not have the right answer, but when John Bell was governor, he promises that we were going to save money by going to Medicaid expansion, and we were going to have all these better outcomes, and everything was going to be rosy. I'd like to know, and I've asked legislative friends of mine, but nobody seems to have the answer, are we, after 10 years of this, are we getting anything for our money? We're spending $20 billion or so more than we did when I was in the Senate. It's all part of that efficiency and effectiveness. We never look at that. We just keep piling on new programs and new efforts without going back and taking a strong look at where we're going and what we plan to go.
I just think that let me ask you a question, because you got such great experience in the legislature. You understand budgets, okay? A lot of people don't, but you do. What if the federal government, one of the places that I think you're going to see Elon Musk and them cut is I think they're going to look at every penny that goes to state government and local governments, like in the state of Louisiana. Let's just say it's $20 billion, whatever it is. Just say $20
billion. Whatever.
Okay. I think, and I'm just going by what I read and see, I think the federal government's going to start saying, you know what, guys, we can't keep doing what we've been doing because Louisiana's a little bitty. What do you think California and New York's getting, you know? So they're going to go, you know what we're going to do? Y'all been getting $20 billion and peace over here and peace over there. We're going to give you $15 billion, $16 billion, and we're going to put one lump sum and we're going to send it to y'all and y'all figure it out. I mean, can you imagine the weeping and gnashing of teeth in a state like Louisiana if that happens? Because I think that's one of the places they can cut, Conrad, if you read, is state money going to states. That is no doubt that's where they got to make some cuts.
Well, there are two ways of looking at it. Number one is you have so many statutorily implemented funding programs from the federal government which require congressional action to undo a lot of it. And I suspect they would not be able to get that in the two-year period they're shooting for. The other side of it, though, is these large grants, that CHIPS Act and, I can't remember the other one, the one that was supposed to save us. I can't remember the name of it. Put $1 trillion, and basically it was a slush fund for the federal government to hand out for certain people in the federal government. Mm-hmm. Those definitely should be and could be on the chopping block. And I'll tell you where it's going to hurt the worst is your urban centers, cities like New Orleans and Baton Rouge and so forth. I suspect when all that federal largesse coming out of the COVID money dries up in the next year or two, you're going to hear some gnashing of teeth from the cities because they've built their programs on recurring incomes and expenses, and the incomes are not recurring. They're going to dry up.
You're going to start. In other words, what you're telling me is whether they want to fix it or not, got a problem coming. And they're going to be forced to fix some stuff. And I think if you look at your article, he wrote a nice one in the Hayrod, you're focusing on that. You focus a lot on New Orleans, but you could really apply that to any city in our state or in the country. You know?
Absolutely. I think it's a great model. And I think as long as you keep politics out of it, and as Trump seems to be trying to do, you get good answers. And now whether you can get the legislatures and so forth to implement those answers is another question, the city councils and so forth. It may be pie in the sky what I'm proposing because the politics can't be dragged out of it too much.
Well, you can always have some politics in it. I don't doubt that. But I think we're going to be able to see all the overspending. And this would be the key. If people can recognize all the overspending that we're doing, I think they're going to be able to accept it. It doesn't mean things are going to be smooth sailing for the next year or so. But I think it's got to be done. You know, tough love is You didn't like when your parents gave you tough love. You look back now and you say, boy, I'm glad my parents gave me tough love. You see what I'm saying? You got to get to that point where it's tough. Yeah, you got to get to that point where it's really tough for it to get better. And I don't think we've seen that yet because all this money's flowing. But you and me see it when we go buy a car and we see it.
$1 trillion coming out of Washington from the COVID times when the Democrats, and that's the money I'm saying is going to dry up. And when it dries up, it's going to be, you know, serious stuff. I don't know where it's going to get fixed from.
No doubt, but that's why I said I think you got some headaches coming first before good times. That's what I believe. Let me take a break. Conrad Appel, my special guest. Sure. He is a public, not public, sir, Bessie board member now. I kind of forgot that, but I'm not going anywhere. I want to come back and talk a little bit more about this.
That's another subject.
Yeah, that's another day. We need a whole other day for that, but we'll worry about that later. Let's take a break. You're listening to the Moon Griffon Show. With 5 Louisiana locations, I always make it a point to visit Superior Grill when I'm traveling in the great state of Louisiana. I love the food there. It's authentic Mexican food with a Louisiana twist. Their menu has all your favorites. Nachos, quesadillas, enchiladas, tacos, fajitas, hand-cut steaks, and the best margaritas in the state. You can go to Superior for lunch or dinner, and folks, you're going to thank me for it. My lovely bride and I eat at Superior Grill every chance we get. They're on Lyon Avenue in Shreveport, Government Street and Highland Road in Baton Rouge, St. Charles Avenue in New Orleans, and on College Saloon in Lafayette. I'm talking great food, great service, and great margaritas. The best Mexican food with a Louisiana twist is found at Superior Grill, Shreveport on Lyon Avenue, Baton Rouge on Government Street and Highland Road, New Orleans on St. Charles Avenue, and College Saloon in Lafayette. This is Moon Griffon. I'll see you at Superior Grill. This is Moon Griffon. My good buddy Jeff and the folks at HUDCO Roofing and Exteriors is Louisiana's premier professional roofing contractor, specializing in residential roofing services. Remember, your roof protects everything, you and your family, and most of your possessions. And that's where HUDCO Roofing comes in. These folks aren't just your average roofers. They're the number one roofing company in the state. Whether you need a repair or a brand new roof, HUDCO Roofing has you covered. HUDCO is a CertainTeed Select Shingle Master and takes every roof all the way down to the decking to make sure there are no hidden damages. HUDCO Roofing is also a state-certified installer of the Fortified Roofing System, and that's a big deal. Anywhere in Louisiana, you can get a free roof inspection and quote from HUDCO Roofing. Go to HUDCOroofing.com for quality workmanship, premium products, and unparalleled customer service. This is Moon Griffon. I trust HUDCO Roofing of Louisiana, and so should you. HUDCOroofing.com. That's HUDCOroofing.com.
ADHD. It's the child who can't pay attention or sit still in school, right? The answer may be yes. Attention Deficit Hyperactivity Disorder, or ADHD, can be complicated, and it can last a lifetime. Up to 75% of children and adolescents with ADHD have at least one additional mental disorder that requires a comprehensive approach to treatment. Learn more at moretoadhd.com. This message brought to you in partnership with ADDA, ACO, and CHAD.
Welcome back, Moon Griffon Show. What a day, great day to be with you. Matthew James, Business Tax Reduction Hotline. If you'd like to be part of the program, it's your opportunity to be a voice. Of course, Conrad Appel, my special guest. You, what do you think this DOGE, and two things, what do you think it's going to look like from the federal government? Okay? And what do you think it's going to look like if we do it from a state government scenario? I don't know if the local governments will ever do that, by the way. I'm not saying somebody won't, but I don't think most of them would.
No, but there could be perhaps, induced to do it. If the state recognizes that, look, we have something called a home rule charter in Louisiana, which gives a certain amount of power to cities.
Sure.
And keeps from affecting too much going on in the cities. But we send a lot of money to cities from the state level, at all different levels. Perhaps some kind of discussion about how that money's being spent at the city level could be had, and then you could use that leverage, if you will, to get some kind of DOGE program in place that you could look at these issues that affect all people of Louisiana. I mean, the people of Lafayette, the people of Shreveport, everybody's affected by what happens in New Orleans. And I can tell you there's not much happening in New Orleans right now. Our economic engine that used to be the engine for the state is weak and sputtering. It's pretty sad.
Yeah, I know, but I just figure what is this thing going to have to look like for all this stuff to fall in place? But by the way, do you agree we need this? We need this big time.
Oh, yeah, I'm saying. The emphasis came out of the federal government issue with DOGE. And the idea there is, again, you have two different kind of spending you can affect at that level. Number one, there's the statutory spending that comes out of Congress to have congressional action to remove it. But you have other spending that the president has authority over through executive orders or otherwise. So the question is, what they're going to do is focus on those issues that the president can have an impact on. It can be difficult to get congressional body to, cut back on serious programs to get the kind of money they're talking about.
Yeah.
Now, when you get to the state level, if the governor chose to do it, he could do it tomorrow. He could set up a commission and, in an interesting way, and I never did hear the results of this, I remember the governor, when he first had asked all bodies of government to tell us what the cost impact of immigration, illegal immigration was. And I never did hear the outcome of that. I don't know if it's been released. But that's the same principle. Set up a commission of people that are not political and go into major areas of state government and look at how we're spending our money. Has it changed over time for when the programs were first proposed? And what are the effectiveness of those programs? I mean, we may have all kinds of things. We know the highway department is a disaster since I was there 20 years ago. But yet we don't seem to be able to undo that and get it in a business-like manner. Now, the new might take that one on, for instance. So the governor could do that at the state level today.
Okay, let me ask you a question real quick. The governor appointed, with the help of Henry and Devilliers, they put together something similar. I like it, but I don't. I like the fact that he wants to do that.
I don't know what it is.
But when you pick three legislators from the House and three from the Senate, and you're going to pick a czar to do it, I would much rather have people have nothing to do with government. Maybe they understand it.
That's my point.
But you see what I'm saying? I think the governor's intentions are right. Okay? I think they are right, but you got to have people, not from the Senate and House, they got their jobs. They can't focus on this too. And all of a sudden, I don't think you come back with anything like you would come back if you had a Elon Musk type person heading it up with the people that were not in government. Am I wrong by saying, I think the governor's intentions are right though.
Well, you're agreeing exactly with what I said. It's got to be non-political.
Yeah.
And there are brilliant business people, civic leaders in this state could come together into a board or a commission that would have a finite time period and look at all the different aspects of state government and where the money's going and how it was raised and so forth and so on.
Okay.
It's never really been undertaken. Maybe the politicians won't do it because they don't want the answers to come out of it.
I
think, like you, that this governor, the best chance we have for something like that is with this governor.
Yeah. Oh, no doubt about it. I think if Jeff don't do it, it won't be done. But I like the aspect of what you said, and it's real simple. The aspect of let people outside government come in, let the legislators be legislators. It's not their job. It is going to be their job to do it. And even when you get somebody outside, it's no guarantee that legislators are going to do it anyway. But if the governor has his force behind getting it done, I think they would listen.
Yeah, I mean, I think if you came up with a relatively simple list of efforts to be done, you could pull it off. You could pull it off. I mean, if you get too deep into the weeds, that's what politicians love, frankly. But you make it simple and you identify the targets, and you could probably pull it off.
Yeah.
But as I started to say, in the cities, you have a conflict between the mayor's office and the council. But you could do the same thing. In New Orleans, there are a number of good government civic bodies, a number of business bodies, and citizens. And you could go back and look. I mean, it's never been done. You've got 250 years of government that just added on and added on and added on and added on. Mostly nowadays, a lot of which is funded by the federal government through grants and so forth.
Yeah.
And I doubt seriously that we're getting much bang for our buck. I mean, I think for instance, the Sewage and Water Board. When I was a young boy, it was literally held up as an internationally renowned effort, a citizen's effort by the state of Indiana and the city of New Orleans to dewater the city and provide services. Today, it's a joke.
Yeah.
I just got another notice 5 minutes ago that you can't go on East today without boiling it.
Mm-hmm.
Same thing with the police department. Used to be nationally renowned, especially for crowd control. Now we have shootings on parade routes all the time.
Well, look.
And you go down the list.
Start
focusing on the important things.
Well, look, I got to let you go. Great article. They can check it out on the Hayride, and it gives them an idea of what we need to be doing everywhere. Thank you. We'll do it again sooner. God bless. Appreciate it.
All right, buddy. Merry Christmas.
Thank you, sir. You too. All right, real quick for the pie, Laura Moody Sulphur, Louisiana. Laura Moody wins the Boudin Pie, and Pastor Tim Grant of Denham Springs wins the pecan. So Pastor Tim Grant of Denham Springs wins the pecans. Send it out right now. They'll ship it. All right, folks. God bless. Have an awesome day. For the rest of you, stick around. MoonGraffon.com. Listen live. We're going to do it again. Another hour to go. Don't go nowhere.
For the absolute best in local Cajun food, check out Prejean's in their two locations in Carancrow and Broussard today.